Are you really weird? Are you odd?
That's right.
Do people think you are strange?
12 to 2.
Well, then you should tune in to the Weird People Show.
On Sunday.
Every Sunday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. We do skits and songs and oddities to promote head scratching and occasional laughter. Tune into the Weird People Show. Sundays at noon.
Did you know that I'm on a track that's probably the second most famous piece of media that I appeared on? It's something where I'm going yo.
What
is
that?
Famous. It's a. I mean, it was famous.
What?
In its time, Spank Rock. I don't know if you've ever heard of the band Spank Rock.
Uh huh. Okay.
Here, that's the sampler. Yeah, just turn that right up.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, my good friend Alex Epton was the producer of that band. He was the DJ.
Really?
He made the tracks for it. Yeah, and then he literally sold out. He sold his share in the company. You know.
Did they wait? So they buy the rights to that sample?
I don't think it's a secret thing.
Yo.
I don't get royalties, but I do get a lot of credit. I my name shows up on the internet for that probably the most. And then it's kind of a funny story, the other one.
You heard it here first. Yours truly, not me, that's what you would say if it was me, but theirs true. Wait, how would you say it for you?
And I'm doing the same thing, too. And then I go, I'm doing the same thing. I've been doing the same thing for 25 years.
Anyway, Ben Foley is credited with inventing the word yo, and that's a hot
yo,
take.
Yo. It's even the song is even called yo, and the album is called yo.
Oh my gosh!
And I go yo, and then I go tap that ass. That's okay. That's not it's not one of the seven
tap,
words.
Tap.
I'm talking about tapping a donkey on the shoulder,
and he's like, Who's that? And if you tap him on the left hand shoulder when you're standing on his right, he goes, Yeah.
That's and what if you tap him on his right cheek?
Then he goes,
but what if you twist his left leg?
Then he goes, Yo.
Oh. And then what if you twist his right leg? He's trying to do CD stuff, and I keep trying to interview him. Keep going.
It would be, I'm a pretzel, I'm a talking doggy.
Okay, we'll let Mr. Mousy ask you one. We have a caller.
All right, it's been a moment since I've taken a call.
Push call on that. No, don't push A. Push call on that.
There we go. Are we on the air? Hello? We just missed him. If you were calling to...
You could call back if you want.
To chat, yeah. We'll be a little more ready next time.
Come on, we were ready. We were right there. They rang three times and hung up, but that's okay.
Sometimes I call Foley.
You can also text us at the same number if you want.
Sometimes I call Foley when I'm in Portland and he's in Barrington and depending on how quickly he picks up the phone, I tell him how many times it rings on his end. And often we're pretty quick and pretty close. It's a fun game. You should
one
play
ringer.
At home. One ringer. Oh, that was a three ringer.
All right, so Cal.
What are we doing here?
I have brought a film here because I'm thinking with our projection show, there'll be some... I've been thinking a lot about our projection show. One major issue with it is... masking all the corners so it's not a whole bunch of rectangles.
Right.
And so having them, everything blurrily mesh, it won't be hard. And then, but also there's going to be some kind of there's got to be some structure to it. I had an idea the other day where it'll be an abstract Faust where he's trying to avoid advertisements and he makes a deal with the devil to avoid advertisements, but then he ends up becoming Orpheus because his wife is kidnapped and brought down to Hades, and then he has to go get her or something. something like that that could string you through this, you know, hour plus and a half of abstract art, basically. But, you know, very dynamically liquidy style.
Yes, we need to take the rough edges off of it a bit so that things bleed maybe a little bit more into each other. And I like the unifying theme to riff on. Faust, huh? Heavy.
Not that. Everybody does it. It can be, and it can be as silly as we want. It doesn't have to be heavy.
So I see your laptop sitting out here, and we've got a blank screen. Okay, here we go. Screen.
What are you going to play? Why don't you play ukulele?
I'll play the
melodica.
So we're going to score this film. What is this film that we're going to be looking at?
This is going to be called, or maybe I'll play guitar. Or maybe I'll play bass, and you'll play ukulele. That sounds pretty cool. 8 strings total, baby.
Yeah, stop trying to do what I'm always doing.
Seriously. But then maybe it's a good thing, because you could be like a human delay. It's like, here, play this. That can be one sort of section of our jam.
Well, honestly, sometimes when that thing's looping, I think I'm still playing it and don't even realize that I've been looped. And then it starts to not be on sequence with itself when I'm playing on top of it.
Well, that's nothing but positive, too.
Yeah, that's great, but I feel goofy when I finally, like, 4 minutes later realize I haven't been doing anything.
I've been not even plugged in. Turn up the Mackie, please. Which is the one right next to the phone there. And I'll turn down all these other hissy things.
Yeah, let's lose that hiss. Oh, there we go. Better.
That's
San Francisco.
It's a sky. Is that a weather front, or is it a trail of an airplane? I can't tell. All right, come on in, man. Come on in. Stop closing the gate. I know. Come on. The wizard reveals himself. The other wizard reveals himself. Cones, white lines, where are they? Here I am. I was just buying some cigarettes. It's kind of hot out. Do you think that store has it? Yeah, you wear your scarf and I'll wear mine.
But in the bushes, there was a man with a rope.
Ooh, hello, but he's our friend too. Or, I'm not sure.
But wait.
That other wizard's not our friend anymore. He's got Scythor. Where'd it go? Okay. I'm gonna get him with a lasso.
Oh, where is he? Where is he? Where is that?
him. He's got two Slythors on his hand. Oh, I wish I still had that jacket. I wish I still had both of those jackets. Oh, he's turned. He's tied up. I wish I still had both of those jackets.
I'm going to get you on.
Oh, he's getting picked by the snake hands. The snake hands. Oh, he's dodging him. Come on, this is good filmmaking. We're doing it. We're making an action movie. Oh, he's tied up with his own rope now. Oh, but he's using the rope as a magical device.
Gotcha.
There goes the train. Bye-bye now.
Gotcha.
Get him again.
Fun syrup check.
Whoa, you can't get me now. Take two.
I didn't miss.
Okay, now it's on. Take three.
Gotcha.
Four. He's tied up. They're both two slides. Oh, he's tied up.
No.
How can I get two slides? I'm going to kiss you. Sleep because they captured me. How's my hair? Was that good? Come on, that was a pretty good movie. I believe actually you are the director of that film.
What is the name of that movie? I don't remember.
I call that Ernst versus the Wizard.
Ernst versus the Wizard. I remember making that. That was weird, man. We were so young. I still had hair.
All right, here's an exercise. Let's watch it again and do something different. We'll both play something different.
Yes.
We are having a great time here at the studio, aren't we? Mr. Mousy. Oh, nice. All right, I'm going to put down the bass. I love your bass. It's so good. I'll tell you what. Here, I'll play guitar on this one. I'll play big boy guitar. Everybody's watching you. Everybody's hearing you. Everybody's. Okay, here we go again.
Right. And.
Maybe I'll turn this on and off. Oh, we got a caller! We got a caller!
We lost a caller.
Oh, they hung up.
We got a caller.
Hit call.
Call. You are on the air, WSCA LP Portsmouth. Caller, how are you doing today?
Hello, this is El Chapo.
Yay!
Hey, it's our buddy.
I knew it.
El Chapo, they let me use the phone in the prison here in America.
Okay, yeah.
Fantastic.
Man. How's your trap house?
I have a request. I want to hear Neto Beats.
Neto Beats. Let's.
Okay.
I might actually have that.
And some more Scolari Brothers.
Okay, now we're talking. We got a big Scolari Brothers fan on the phone here.
Looking.
Yes, I have changed my ways. I have seen the light. I have given my life to Jesus Christ, and okay. I am reformed now.
Okay, congratulations.
All right, Chapo. Good.
All right, everybody can change. I hope to hear the song soon.
Okay. Wait a minute now. One question. What's cooking? What do you got cooking right now?
Oh, that's a loaded question, my friend, mi amigo. We cook all kinds of things.
Okay, yeah, I'm making some pies. Okay, yeah,
crushing up hot Cheetos and putting them on everything.
Okay, well that's an answer.
Okay,
that's an
talk
answer.
To you later.
Okay, bye bye, Neto.
Bye, amigo. Bye.
Hey, that's the first call we've ever gotten from someone in prison.
More or less.
Might have.
Some things count as prison more than others, you know. Okay, we're not doing do that. We're doing this.
And action.
Action. One day in San Francisco, there was a plane that went right across the sky, and three meteorites came out of it. And now here's one right now at the gate.
I'm standing at the gate, better let me in.
Who's that?
I'm at the gate, let me in.
Who's that?
Behind these bars is where
I'm. Who's that? It's a wizard.
Yeah,
it's a wizard. And a hat, come on. Oh, we're going
we got a trail of concrete, trail of concrete, trail of concrete in the ground. Got a trail of concrete, trail of concrete, and this is a dumb old trail.
Pat down, pat down, pat down, pat down. I'm finally coming out to get the cigarette. I don't know why, but he's obviously getting a pack of cigarettes.
Is there anyone who knows the way
to
Haight-Ashbury?
Haight-Ashbury, I'm going to put my cloak on now.
We're standing in a yard, somebody's yard, a yard that don't belong to somebody else, but they don't
got
seem to mind, they don't seem to mind.
Ripping cotton,
don't seem to mind. Scary man in a sweater with a rope and a watchman.
Woo!
Made by his buddy in another blue jacket, just like the one he had. There I'm gonna save everyone.
But wait,
Sly though.
Enter the dragon. Enter the serpent. Enter the malevolent
Sly-tho.
Criticizer.
It's Sly-tho. I got a rope.
I got a
rope. Robin, I got a rope.
There he is.
Oh,
Sly-tho.
I got a rope, I got a rope, I'm gonna rope him.
I'm gonna rope him.
I got a rope, I got a rope, I'm gonna rope him. Running up a hill, running up a hill, whip, whip.
Oh, you're not doing it right. Oh, you're not doing it right. Oh, you're not doing it right.
Boss.
You're not doing it right. Whoa, 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 whoa. Boy, you tripped me up.
Gotcha.
Oh, he tripped himself up.
Yes.
I'm gonna get you.
No.
I'm gonna
yes.
get you.
No.
I'm gonna get you. Yes. In. Out. Out. In. Whoa. Whoa. In. Out. Out.
Perry.
Out. You're not
Dodge.
Doing it right. You're not doing it right. You're not doing it right. You're not doing it right.
Wee 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 woo. Wee 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 woo.
We're roping for good.
Ah, you missed. And you knew you don't even know how to throw a rope. And then I got he caught me. I'm going to sign up. Oh, no. No, you didn't get me again. You didn't get me again. You gotcha this time. I gotcha.
Fly-oh, he's caught. Fly-oh is what he got. Thanks to the efforts of Jack and Pierre that day. Fix my hair, please. Thank you.
Woo! Come on. That's it.
Love it.
All right. Unfortunately, to our caller El Chapo, I do not have Netto Beats available here in our laboratory today.
We'll get them to you. We'll get them to you.
But we will get Netto Beats on the air at some point for you.
Can we play a cover of it?
No. No, we can't. Because there's one key factor in Netto Beats, and that it included Netto beating.
Uh-huh.
Or making the music. He was like a Scolari primo. He was like a cousin to the Scolari brothers. Actually, it's quite remarkable. He was able to ignore complete debauchery one room over, being a roommate in that household, and we did everything we could to distract him from his studies, but he refused. And yeah. Look at him now. Homeboy's getting flown to Dubai to teach people about stuff. All over the world he's doing it.
There you go, man.
You know?
Come on.
Too good.
Cheers. seeing. How do we do it? Of course, it depends. Your eyeball is held in place and can be moved up, down, and from side to side by these attached muscles. The structure of your eye is much like that of other large... Now the eyeball is facing downward, with the exposed retina at the top. Any image in the line of vision registers on the retina. Watch carefully as the graphic symbol is moved around. There is an important difference between the image on the retina and the actual symbol. The image on the retina is upside down. When a beam of light is projected at the eye, it passes through the lens at the front of the eyeball. Inside the eye, the lens is in the direction of the light beam, keeping it aimed at the eyelid.
There we go, see?
A close look at the eye lens will help us see what it does. Dissection will let us observe the clear lens from the back of the eye. The lens can easily be picked up and studied. It's quite firm and elastic. Every image you see passes through your crystalline lens. And like any glass or plastic lens, the natural lens magnifies, the same as it does in a simple box camera, which is built very much like an eye. When a beam of light strikes the lens, it is inverted, then focused on the film, which is like the retina. We will look through the camera lens at three candles. The orange one is closest to the camera, the red one farthest from it, the white one in between. Where the film would be, at the back of the camera, the image is inverted, as it would be on your retina. When the lens is moved forward, closer to the candles, the focus shifts to the closest candle, the orange one. And the lens is moved backward, away from the candles, the focus shifts to the farthest one, the red. Closer to the object. Farther back from the object. So, to focus on near objects, the lens has to be shifted forward. To focus on far objects, the lens has to be shifted backward. The lens in your eye can't move like a camera lens. But, of course, focusing has to take place. Remember, the eye lens is elastic. We're going to reproduce the same kind of plasticity in a model lens. We have to compensate by making the lens thicker to get the image in focus. And when not to the spot of away from the lens, the lens must be thinner to bring it in focus. What do you want? Lens curve.
Right! And I'll bet you never really thought about your eyes before. They can do amazing things. Take your eyelids, for instance. Eyelids do an important job, you know. An eyelid's sort of like a windshield wiper on a car. It cleans your eyeball every time you blink.
Can't ever do that.
I know a few things about eyes myself. For instance, when it's dark, your eye opens wider to let more light in.
You mean like this?
Yeah, and when it's really bright, your eye protects itself by letting only a little light in.
Like this.
You mean my eyes do all that?
That and a lot more, too. Your eyes let you see millions of colors. You can see real close. And you can see far away.
Your eyes can measure things, too. But I just look at that hat and dog. tell which one is better and which one is more. In fact, almost everything you learn by seeing.
Gee, I never knew how many things my eyes could do.
We eyes can do a lot more than you think. We can squint, we can blink, we can wink, we can look up and down and all around. Quiet down there. Unfortunately, we are not famous for our singing.
Hi, fellas. Look at Danny's got glasses. Watch out, four eyes!
Four eyes! Four eyes! Danny's got four eyes!
Four eyes are better than two, Chris.
Four eyes are better than two, Chris. Four eyes are better than two, Chris.
Danny's got four eyes!
I wonder what the world would be like if there weren't any light. I wonder what light is.
That's a tough question, Steve. We know things about light, but nobody really knows what light is.
I wonder how we see.
Man has been wondering how we see, as far back as the ancient Greeks. Some of them believed that every object sprayed out small images of itself. You saw something, and the images entered your eyes. But in the dark, something stopped the object from spraying. The theory broke down. It has something to do. Still a little investigating. And a moon or some other object? You and Steve don't see the tennis ball at all, no matter how much you think you do. You're seeing the light that strikes the ball and bounces off. No light, no sight. When you turn on an electric light, the light spreads out in all directions. The source of light can be a candle, the sun, a firefly. Some of the light shines directly into your eyes, and that is what allows you to see the light source itself. Reflects in all directions. Part of this reflected light bounces straight into your eyes. You don't see the moon, just the light reflected by the moon. And when there's nothing to reflect, you see nothing, only blackness. Let's set up an experiment. We'll shoot through a hole in the side of a box. Can you see it? Only when it reflects off some light traveling through space is invisible, and more experienced scientists than Steve like to know why. So on the day when you take your first trip to the moon, you're not going to have much of a view, except for the moon and planets and maybe an occasional meteoroid. There will be nothing to reflect the sun. In between the stars, the vast you know that when you shine a light on an object, it reflects off that object, also a source. Here's an experiment that will help you to understand how light is absorbed. A little warm sunlight, please. Thank you. Now, let's check the temperature of the water. 60 degrees. Sunlight is absorbed and changed to heat. Black paper around another glass of water.
seat as far, ribbon sandwiches, chill. The roadie, an electric beater, beat softened cream cheese till light and fluffy. About 3 to 4 4 4 3 4 ounce packages for 11 12 inches of loaf. Top inside, refrigerate till serving time.
Depends on whether the object is something rough, like paper, or something smooth, like a mirror. You may not think of paper as being rough until you look at it through a microscope. Paper is really full of tiny hills and valleys. Each one of the hills and valleys reflects a bit of light in a different direction. On the other hand, the light that strikes a smooth mirror reflects neatly without being scattered. With a little chalk dust in the air to show the flashlight beam, you can see how the light bounces back up at the same angle. If the surface is smooth, however you shine the light, this angle always equals this angle.
Treat the stain while fresh if possible. Choose remover that is right for the stain, the fabric, and the fabric finish. Test bleach or spot remover on material in an inconspicuous place to make sure the color of the fabric will not be injured. When in doubt, send an article to dry cleaners with spot clearing marks. Bleach is chlorine bleach diluted, safe for all fabrics except silk, wool, acetate, and some fabrics with special finishes for wrinkles, resistance, crispness, or embossed designs. Grease solvents, carbon tetrachloride, is non-flammable, but vapors are toxic. Use outdoors or in well-ventilated rooms. Oxalic acid, poisonous. Use this remover with caution. Removing blood from non-washable fabrics. Sponge with cool water to which table salt has been added. 2 tablespoons per quart of water. That's salt water. Rinse and blot with a towel. My friend Josh took her picture. I couldn't believe his timing at the DMV. Shirley MacLaine in the DMV.
Secretary visited his home set for emotional issues. His meditation will help resolve and dissipate those areas of stress.
My license expired, but I don't want to wait in line. My name's Shirley McLean. Do I really have to sit here?
Yes.
Shirley McLean, here to work out. It's the ultimate stress reduction program.
Yes.
Everybody has to go to the DMV. I'm Shirley McLean. Everybody has to go to the DMV.
I saw Shirley MacLaine in GNC.
Everybody has to go to the JMC.
There's so much drama in the Shirley MacLaine.
Everybody's going to the DMV.
Sorry, Miss McLean, but you will have to wait like everyone else.
Gotta wait at the DMV.
So great. I love rolling around in this hay. Hey, this is my hay. Get away from my hay. Oh, this is great. I love you, brother. We love you, mommy.
It's a pig's life.
Mommy, can I suck on your milk?
It's a pig's life.
Oh, what are these?
Hey, what are these, pigs?
And who are we going to eat?
Oh, looks like there's pig. I got one!
He's going to pick the pig up by the legs.
I'm going to pick a pig up.
Hold on now, boys, hold on.
I'm gonna pick a pickup.
Hold on, okay.
I'm gonna pick a pickup.
Hold on now, boys, easy. Be gentle. Be gentle with that piglet. Be gentle with that piglet. Okay, you got him. Oh, we didn't get him. Almost got him. No, we didn't get him. We got him. We got a pig. Hold it in there, drop it on his head. Piglets. Pig, hold on now, hold on now. These girls here, I'm going to have a scrambling pig, man, scramble. We got one, throw him on the ground.
Okay. Oh, the poor little pigs. Oh, the poor little pigs. Oh, we love you, pigs. Time to pet the pigs.
Go, 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 everybody. Round two, round two.
I want my turn. Oh,
somebody forgot
to
grease.
Oh, there's a whole big thing of grease here. Nobody here in front of I got one, two.
What are these pigs for, anyway?
Bacon. I can't believe we finally did it.
We got all the pigs. Oh, they're so cute. I'm horrified.
I'm
just
horrified.
A pig. I'm just a pig. I forgot. I'm just a pig. I'm just a pig. I forgot. I'm a pig. I'm just a pig. I forgot.
Well,
that was a lovely rainy day in the lab, Ben.
Yeah, there we go.
I love coming down and seeing you and
hanging out here.
Yeah.
Today's readings were from Buffer Zone by James Michael Williams, an amazing print-on-demand graphic novel, direct from the source, from the artist, the outsider artist himself, James Michael Williams, and of course, from the Better Homes and Gardens new cookbook, 1962 edition. A little bit of assistance on some of our dialogical explorations today.
And we can't forget the Scolari brothers. They were so good.
Of course, the Scolari brothers. To Chapo, if that, I don't think that was really Chapo that was calling from
I'm Chato. Pretty sure that was our friend Neto, who sometimes calls.
I think so.
But we'll just... Thank you, Chapo.
Yeah, Chapo,
we
thank
hope,
you.
We hope your trap house is thriving, and...
Yeah, indeed. We'll try to play that song some other time for you there, Neto. I gotta dig about out of the archives. Neto Beats. Kind of like an Egyptian dance song.
Take out the Mackie there.
And where?
Well, it's hot as hell down here. Seems like this train will never come. And in every nook, in which I look. See another cycle. But tonight, I'll be a lucky angel. And I'll thwart those who tried to do you harm tonight. Keep away the cycle, or at least at the length of an arm. Well, it's dark as hell out here, and it's a long walk home. And it seems like all the streetlights all gone out on their own.
There was a Harvard study on that once.
Tonight.
Be a lucky angel,
and all the world knows
try to do you harm tonight.
I've been in the cycles, or at least at the land of the you're listening to WSCAMP Portsmouth. WSCA Portsmouth. Everybody loves the cold. Everybody loves the cold. Everybody loves Mark. Everybody loves John. Everybody loves John. And John.
Yeah.
And Jason.
Yeah.
Don't forget about Jason.
forget about Bonnie. Don't forget about Canty. Don't forget about Paul, Paul, Paul. Don't forget about Izzy. And Rob. The other part. I'm a nut corn, red corn, red corn, red, all wrapped up in a basket now.